The Happiness Show.
Good morning. This is The Happiness Show with Coach Anupma. Happiness is something we have all been chasing in some way or the other in our lives. And the more we chase, the more we realize that it becomes elusive. And I feel that's what I'm going to talk about today, that happiness is just like a butterfly. There are so many similarities between happiness and butterfly. Butterfly will choose that flower which has fragrance, which is has some nectar in it, and it will just go and sit there. The flower doesn't have to say, come, sit on me, come next to me, come be with me. Nor does the flower make any kind of effort or noise to get the butterfly to it. Similarly, I feel happiness is just like a butterfly. If from within you, you start generating thoughts which are like fragrances, which are like something which gives out positive energy. If you have lot of nectar, which is lot of positivity inside you, if you give out nice happy vibes, nice positive vibes, if you are in charge of your thoughts to create some beauty around you, then that butterfly of happiness will just float to you and be on you, be near you, be on you, and you will experience it without having to chase it. Have you ever seen that if we try to catch the butterfly, how sensitive it is? You just reach near it and then it just flies off. And then it'll come back looking for the flower, and then as soon as you make an attempt to chase it or catch it, it just flies away. So similar things happen with happiness. It is just around you, waiting to come and be with you. If you just sit still, if you just let your fragrance flow, if you just let your thoughts create that positivity. The mistake I think we make is that we are running too fast after happiness and trying to grab it the way we try to grab other things in life. Like we try to grab a position, we try to grab a job or a situation, we want to be in control. Butterfly just doesn't like that you control it, you catch it and you hold it in your hands. Butterfly wants to make a choice that it likes you and it comes and it sits on you. It is with you. Similarly, happiness is the same thing. You change your within. You bring the qualities of a flower in you and the butterfly will come. The happiness will come. What are the qualities of flower? First quality is flower blooms because it wants to bloom. It has to bloom. The flower gives out a fragrance not to impress anybody, not to be having an agenda of giving that flower, that fragrance. It gives the fragrance because that's its nature. The flower is made to give out fragrance. Similarly, if you modify your nature to just give out positivity, to give out some kind of good energy, not because somebody is watching, flower is not bothered. Somebody is watching or not watching, if it has to bloom, it has to bloom. So be like the flower, bloom wherever you are, give out the fragrance irrespective of who likes it, who doesn't like it. See, the flower even leaves the fragrance in the hands of those who crush it. And that is what draws the butterfly to the flower. And if you become a human being like that, that is what will draw happiness to you. So remember this, happiness is like a butterfly. It loves the fragrance. It loves the flower, and that's why it comes to the flower. And the day you learn how to give out that positivity, give out that energy, happiness will come. You don't have to control it. You don't have to chase it, because the minute you try to catch it in your hands, it will run away. So make the change within and happiness will come to you. No need to try finding it anywhere. No need to go chasing after it. Happiness is right there. You just have to be in that state for it to come and be with you. That's all for today. This is Coach Anupma saying bye-bye. Do give me your feedback on makehappyfoundations@gmail.com. That's all for today. Bye-bye.